You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, now, what an appropriate song. We didn't light it, but we're trying to fight it. Ain't that the truth with what's been going on this week with all of the arson, the firebombing? You know, this is unbelievable. The law enforcement authorities, the state officials in Minnesota, were blaming the riots on quote-unquote white nationalists. I actually watched a presser and saw it with my own eyes. I mean, I wonder, do they realize we can watch what's happening on live media feeds? Do they even know that? You know damn well so-called white nationalists, which is what they call any white to the right of Joe Stalin, they weren't present in Minneapolis, because if they had been, the police would have actually done their jobs. They would have actually reacted. But Keith, did you pick up on that? I mean, that was something that they tried to float for a while. That,
you know,
it was actually white nationalists were the ones. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe the media. It was white nationalists.
Look, it worked in Charlottesville. Why won't it work in Minneapolis, right?
Touche. You know, but in Charlottesville, that's interesting, too, because they shut that thing down, even though it was permitted. You know, the Unite the Right rally was permitted, and the judge even endorsed the permit.
Well, they forget all about that.
It. But they shut that down before it could even start, and ensured anarchy took place. But
you're just forgetting that there's a rule out there that was dropped by Moses on his way down the mountain that said, the right wing is responsible for anything unpleasant that happens in America, Europe, Australia, the Anglosphere, anywhere. So consequently, it had to be white supremacists or white nationalists that were responsible for all of this kerfuffle and hubbub, much ado about nothing, manufactured outrage and what would you call it, craziness on the part of the left. The left is responsible for everything and takes responsibility for nothing.
America is at a textbook example now of a failed state that cannot maintain control over its territory. You can blame that on the rioters to begin with, blame the rest of it on the inaction of Donald Trump. That's something Greg Johnson from Countercurrents put out this week, and I agree with that. But one thing we need to remember also is, going back to where we were 2 weeks ago isn't a long-term solution for our people. For our people to have a future, the current version of America, what America stands for, what America is, what America is becoming, will have to pass. And good riddance when it does. But again, one thing I want to say about all the so-called talk about racists and racism is, wasn't it racism to assume that this cop was a racist just because he was white? Now, yes, I think he had a 20-year career.
And I guess every policeman, every white policeman that is called upon to arrest a black suspect is automatically a racist deserving of the death penalty.
Well, he was married to a non-white, so how racist was he? But it didn't matter. They saw the color of his skin. They saw that the person who died after resisting arrest and committing a crime and doing it all, you know, if he hadn't done that, there wouldn't have been an accident. If he hadn't been on drugs, wouldn't have been an accident. But anyway, after he died, they saw the white guy, he's a racist, and then the rest is history. But
let's pull the plug on him. Let's turn the switch on, give him the current. You know, this is America today, and it's getting the left, the whites on the left, absolutely nothing.
Wait, look, Kate, I want to ask you this as an attorney. I mean, we don't know all the facts. We do know about the resisting arrest, the criminal record. We know that he was on drugs. By the way, there have been reports out there, and I believe it to be true, that the Israelis were the ones who advised the Minneapolis Police Department on their tactics when it came to detaining a suspect. Now, we don't know that to be 100% true, but I've seen enough smoke to where I believe that that certainly could be the case.
If you want to see a suspect really mistreated, look at how the Israeli police treat a Palestinian.
But Keith, put on your legal hat. This goes to trial. Obviously, it comes down to the bias of the jury and the jurisdiction. But I'm disappointed in even friends of ours like Pat Buchanan, who have just said, well, this was just totally, totally, you know, cruelty and brutality. I wish George Floyd had not died. I feel sorry that a death was involved.
I wish he had not committed a crime, and I wish that he had not resisted
arrest. All of that's true. And I'm just saying, though, but I'm not willing to say that this was what they're alleging it to be. This goes to court. What do you think will happen?
Well, when it goes to court, the court system is just as good as the constituent players.
If this guy gets off, I mean, we've seen they've been burning.
If he gets off, it will be a major miracle.
Well, they have burned down the country, even though he was immediately fired and within a day or two arrested.
He's just a big player in this drama. This is going to make
Zimmerman look like
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in Hamlet, okay? He's just going to be a very small part of the bigger picture. He is just he was the spark that started it, but basically this thing has grown into an indictment of everybody and everything white, not only in America, but in the world.
Donald Trump, again, saying the United States of America will designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. The New York Times instantly came out and said he doesn't have the authority to do that. Well, I bet they wouldn't have said that if it had been a white group. But anyway, Jesse Lee Peterson, who I have appeared with on CNN before. Jesse Lee Peterson has appeared on this show many times.
A black man,
I'm going to get Jesse Lee Peterson back on the show this month. I was thinking about having him on tonight, but it was just too much. We'll get him soon. Jesse Lee Peterson said this week, Black Lives Matter needs to be designated a terrorist group. And ain't that the truth?
Yeah, the thing is, this is a problem. This is a trick bag that we fall into. Nothing we say has any validity unless it is validated by a black person. That is what the left has done to us. And I heard people, for example, on Andrew Clark Sr.'s show. Andrew Clark Sr. is a local black conservative.
Who we like.
Yeah, and by the way, white people were calling in almost crying. So glad to hear a black voice that confirms their beliefs about this whole Minneapolis.
Which I disagree with. I mean, I think it's great when you have honest black men. I respect, I admire Jesse Lee Peterson and Andrew Clark Sr. here in Memphis.
But we do not have
to have a black man validate the truth. It's great when they do. We can work with them. We appreciate them.
But it's like everybody is waiting around. Where can we find the black guy that'll say this and therefore give some validity to our position? White people have been driven basically into their basements. They're cowering in fear.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going through this as quickly as we can, but as methodically as we can. A voice of truth and reason in a sea of lies. We'll be right back.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Electrical banana is gonna be a sudden grace. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Oh, no, that's a fun one. Keith brought that song to our attention in the last commercial break. I remember listening to that probably in third or fourth grade with a friend of mine at Briarcrest Christian School. I always like to shout out the name of my former alma mater.
Just to irritate him.
That's right. Briarcrest Christian School, where all of my current beliefs were instilled upon me.
Yeah, that grand old segregation academy.
Well, it was one, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Are you right? And they used to say that that's exactly what they were chartered for. Now they pretend that wasn't the case. But anyway, it was a great education. It was a great time. I homeschooled my last 3 years of high school, but the first 9 years I went to Briarcrest. And anyway, I can remember being on a field trip and hearing that on the oldie station. That was 20 years after Mellow Yellow came out.
Well, I can tell you what it was when it came out.
Why are we talking about Mellow Yellow in the middle of all this?
Well, we're talking about it because it's almost that absurd now. What Mellow Yellow was about, that last verse in particular, I remember when the rumor was going around junior high school that if you got a banana peel, dried it out, put it in a pipe, lit it up, and smoked it, you would get high. And there's no telling how many kids tried that.
That's what an electrical banana was.
Yeah, banana. No, they said that they're going to take it one step further, electrical banana. I guess you had to put an electric cord into the banana, and then then that might get you high. But everything that we're going through now is like electrical banana or getting high on banana peels, okay? This is totally manufactured baloney. Everything that's going on, for example, the idea that there is something egregiously wrong with a policeman putting his knee on the neck of a 6'6", 250-pound perp suspect who has already broken away once trying to escape and resisting arrest. I didn't see anybody getting beaten. I didn't see anybody getting tortured. I didn't see anybody getting pistol whipped. All of that type of stuff. But then on the other hand, this is probably the cruelest thing that ever has been devised by mankind. And, you know, if that is not an electrical banana, I don't know what is. Okay?
A way to bring it all and tie it all together. Well, look, Antifa is certainly a terrorist group, and Trump was right to designate it as such. But doing so, however, takes focus off the black criminality, which has clearly been the driving force of these riots. Now, I ask, it seems like looting, vandalism, looting, arson, throwing bricks at cops, sacking police stations, those are not crimes anymore based upon what I've seen this week. It's murder, open murder.
Now, well, I think you're on to something
that
here,
is remotely
James.
Verboten?
This is what's happening. Basically, they don't want there to be any impediment to black criminality. They want the criminals and the rabble to run these towns so that it's like that Escape from New York movie that Kurt Russell was in back in the early 80s or something. They want our society to fall down. They want this to be 410 with the Alaric the Hun or somebody coming into Rome and tearing the place down. That's what they have in mind for Western civilization. You cannot now control black criminals. So that means if you have a substantial or even a minuscule black population in your town, you need to let them go. They're like sacred cows in India. They get to wander around creating messes everywhere, and there's nothing that the rest of us can do about it.
You know, there was another story that we would have liked to have covered this week, and that was the launching of the spacecraft that docked with the space station, two white astronauts. Now, I put two pictures side by side of the two astronauts in that space shuttle and two of the looters and rioters this week on the other side, and I asked, could the contrast be more clear? And that's really where we're at. I mean, obviously, that's...
Well, remember that thing that you used to run occasionally about the black space program in Africa?
Well, that wasn't to necessarily make fun of them. That was just to highlight what really happened there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they got a school bus and put a rocket on the island.
No. Well, that was the parody. That was the space program. Yeah, right. We do run that every February, but no. No, the actual black space program that they had was even... more bizarre. They had a tire swing, and they used that to swing
to simulate
a zero gravity, and they had a female astronaut that they were going to send up, but she ended up getting pregnant by one of the other astronauts. So anyway,
before they took off.
Well, now Tom Cotton in Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton in Arkansas, said that we need to have zero tolerance for this destruction. If local law enforcement is overwhelmed, then it needs backup. Let's see how tough these Antifa terrorists are when they're facing off with the 101st Airborne. It said no quarter for insurrectionists. Well, and then the entire media came down and said, oh, no quarter means you're going to kill these peaceful protesters. And what
the
hell?
Yeah, another thing about peaceful protesters. Yeah, by the way, let me just say
I got to go back to Briarcrest, Keith, because peaceful meant something different back then than what I'm seeing this week.
Well, look, at my church, they have... denominational headquarters, and as I've said often in the past, the cultural Marxist long march through the institutions has gone right directly through the headquarters of every Christian denomination that there is. And now I can say that it's gone through mine. We've had virtue signaling by the bishop in charge that just would not quit. And again, he was referencing peaceful protests. He apparently hasn't been watching the news. If that's peaceful protest, I would hate to see what,
out of control.
out of control violence looks like, because that's what I saw, out of control violence.
Well, that's what everybody saw. But no, every time one of these cities is reported on, it's talk from the media about how peaceful these thugs are. Actually, a black commentator, and again, we'll give all the respect in the world to people who will tell the truth. A black commentator dug up the statistics. I mean, statistics are stubborn things, isn't it? I believe it was Ronald Reagan who once said facts are stubborn things. Those pesky facts again, though, Keith, a black commentator.
But then remember what Joe Biden said. He said, we like truth over facts.
Well, a black commentator pulled up the statistics this week, which suggests that for every 10,000 black people arrested for violent crime, three are killed. For every 10,000 white people arrested for violent crime, 4 are killed. And he said he's going to continue to say this until someone can explain to him how this is possible if there is truly pervasive racial bias in policing. And that, again, goes back to the whole point. This whole thing, yes, George Floyd died while he was being detained by a white police officer. There were other conditions as well that factored in. But the whole thing that white cops are just out to kill blacks anytime they encounter them is fantasy. 3 out of 10,000. It barely ever happens. And when it does happen, there's a nationwide riot. And we can count the last 3 or 4 times it's happened over the course of the last 5 or 6 years very easily.
Well, what they're trying to do, they're making their own reality here. If they can intimidate the police enough, they know that black suspects that run, black suspects that do not want to be arrested, that resist arrest, will be allowed to go free. Otherwise, you're going to end your career and maybe wind up with a long vacation in the Little Metal Motel if you're a white policeman. So consequently, that's what they want. They want the police to stand down and let black criminals do their thing.
If you're interested in that line of the conversation, just stay tuned to the third hour when we have former tough guy cop Jim Lancia. He wrote the book Downtown White Police. He served as a cop
on the line
in Bridgeport, Connecticut during the height of the crack epidemic. And boy, he's been on this show a lot of times. He's one of our contributors, one of our correspondents. He's not even a guest. He's part of the family. He can tell you what it's all about being a cop. Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson said this week, police in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Houston taking a knee to appease the protesters and rioters. No wonder they won't listen to the police. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around the world, demonstrations are happening to demand justice for George Floyd, a black man who died after being pinned by a white police officer. WCBS reporter Corey James is in New York City.
Protesters gathered on the streets and under trees along Central Park West in Harlem.
I just pray that it doesn't stop after this week.
We're here today to do our part because someone at some time risked their lives for us.
There was a demonstration in Minneapolis where Floyd died. There's also a huge protest in Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
You know that we have to speak up loudly for more.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The mayor of D.C. has renamed a street that leads to the White House. USA's John Hunt has more.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser had Black Lives Matter painted on the street that leads directly to the White House, where protesters have been demonstrating following George Floyd's death in police custody.
We want to call attention today to making sure our nation is more fair and more just.
The mayor said that the people who painted it were all from the D.C. Public Works Department. President Donald Trump slammed Bowser Friday afternoon, tweeting, "The incompetent mayor of Washington, D.C., whose budget is totally out of control and constantly coming back to us for handouts, is now fighting with the National Guard, who saved her from great embarrassment." Bowser also tweeted later in the morning that that particular section of 16th Street has now been renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay. Well, we'll do it in the next segment. We got too excited here. All right. Welcome back, everybody. And it's James Edwards and Keith Alexander as we continue on tonight. Okay. So here's a couple of things as we continue on this evening. One thing to remember, black-on-white violence is a much more pervasive and far more serious threat than the issue we have heard so much about in recent days.
And of course, that's the issue. The real issue is the issue you never hear reflected in news coverage from the alphabet soup news agencies.
To paraphrase Richard Nixon, everyone has been blamed for the riots, but the rioters themselves. But let's get to this vis-a-vis coronavirus.
Some things never change, Richard.
Let's get to this vis-a-vis coronavirus. Political correctness is a mental illness. The government of Columbus, Ohio, said it is going to declare racism a public health crisis. Okay, now listen to this.
It's the therapeutic state. That's exactly what cultural Marxism would be expected to do. If you are on the wrong side of the political divide, according to them, you're not only wrong, you are sick. So now racists are not just wrong, they're sick.
Well,
and racism is anything that Black Lives Matter tells you it is.
Now, let's talk about this, though, Keith. Before the death of George Floyd, we heard about this year, except for a brief blip on the radar, the Ahmaud Arbery killing in Georgia, a death in Georgia, it was coronavirus. And if you even tried to go to church without wearing a mask, you could be arrested. And in many cases, you were accosted by the police. Listen to this, though. Ladies and gentlemen, listen and listen good. 1,200 of the country's most renowned public health experts, quote-unquote, have signed a letter calling mass outdoor gatherings, quote, vital to the national public health and to the threatened health specifically of black people. Listen to this. Before the death of George Floyd, you couldn't have 10 people in a restaurant together without running the risk of having the business license taken away. We are in the midst of a mass psychotic break. Keith, listen to this, though. The letter was drafted by infectious disease, again, so-called experts at the University of Washington, which has been integral in the studying of the coronavirus in the United States. They write that now, quote-unquote, pervasive racism is the paramount public health problem.
I wonder if Bill Gates is going to come up with a vaccine for it.
Well, this just goes to show, if the same experts that said coronavirus was such a big threat, they're now declaring pervasive racism a far greater threat than even the
now
so-called coronavirus.
Now you know exactly what to think about it.
That's exactly right.
These are the stupidest people. These are the biggest political hacks that have ever attempted to palm themselves off to the public as experts in science.
Well, so these are the scientists, these are the experts, these are the medical field huru gurus saying now that pervasive racism is the biggest threat to public health in America, far greater than coronavirus.
But the good news is a vaccine is on the way and Bill Gates' company will sell it.
Mental illness, political correctness is a mental illness. This insurrection that corporate America is entirely
liberalism
behind
is a mental disorder, as Michael Savage said. That is being proven more and more true with every passing minute here in America. It's not even passing days now. I mean, they keep amping this up. I never thought I would see a board of so-called scientists coming out and saying that racism is a virus and a major mental health problem.
Now, you may have mentioned this in passing earlier, but there was a 77-year-old former black police officer, David Dorn, who was shot to death by looters because he was trying to protect a business from being looted. Now, we are not going to hear from the media universal condemnation because he wasn't killed by a white man, and his death can't be used by the media to call for the overthrow of white society. We have video of him dying on the street, you know, suffering. His last breaths were taken by social media.
It's probably a coronavirus death.
Well, look, bottom line is that's tragic.
Yeah.
It's tragic. I mean, he was killed by these thugs, and you're not going to hear about that.
Who's calling for their head on a platter? Who wants their head on a platter like they want Derek Chauvin's?
Rioters are burning down American cities, and our law enforcement officers are kneeling down before them. Again, that's going to be the topic of the third hour with Jim Lancia. Jack Ryan is back in Chicago now. He packaged himself as essential cargo and shipped himself back home to Chicago so he could get out of New York.
He said he was a vaccine.
And we're going to find out what's going on in Chicago. All that's coming up in the third hour. Eyewitness accountings, but also from Jim Lancia, the perspective from a former police officer back when officers were allowed to police. We're going to hear it from him.
Now, what we're seeing a real change now, folks. Now the police are not to arrest people. They're not to police. They're not to restore order. They basically are just willing to say and do anything in order to cashier their pensions later on, to hang on until their pension matures, and then they can get out of the force and wash their hands of this good riddance to bad rubbish. This is, if I've never seen a society that wanted their police to stand down to a public insurrection like this. This is another first, as far as I'm concerned. If there is a historical precedent, somebody please let us know.
Now, we have said a couple of these points before, but I think that they should be repeated for the point of emphasis. Watching the rioters in the street masquerade as counterculture revolutionaries is comical. They literally are the establishment. The establishment backs them, from corporate businesses to the media to the politicians, you name it, right on down the line. They are the establishment. What are they fighting for? And lest we forget, again, absolutely no evidence has been presented that race played any role at all in the actions taken by Derek Chauvin. Lest we forget that. Now, what
has happened to Western civilization, James?
Right,
when something like this goes on, when people basically are interested in throwing law and order out of play, out of the bus, basically, they want to ingratiate themselves to the rabble. You know, I didn't see anything like this even in the French Revolution when the rabble really took over. You still knew what side you were on, and you didn't see aristocrats trying to become rabble. But that's what's happening now. This is what's happening in America, in Europe, is a takeover by people that are worse than Jacobins, and you have the police trying their best to fit in with the Jacobins.
A quick word again about Trump. We've touched on this as well in tonight's broadcast, but watching Trump blow a gift like these riots makes me think that he wants to lose. He campaigned as the law and order candidate. Where is the law and order in the last 2 weeks? He is the sitting president of the United States. Kushner, Jewish power and influence. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe they told him, hey, you saw what happened to Kennedy, buddy. But look, it's all talk, no action.
Maybe Trump doesn't know that all he's doing is rattling like an empty teapot and that none of his directives are being translated into government policy. That's a possibility. You know, I would hate to think that the guy is that out of touch with reality that he somehow thinks that just by saying something that is going to become law. He's not the God Emperor, and I don't really think that he thinks he is, but it could be that Jared Kushner and his ilk are laughing at him behind his back. Let him go up there and talk wild and get a rise out of all the yokels out here in flyover country. But it doesn't make a bit of difference, the official policy.
When it comes to policy. Well, the Los Angeles Times reported this week that the LA Pride, that's the local LGBTQALR LSD
or whatever it is. Yeah.
They announced they're going to be marching in solidarity with Black Lives Matter on June 14th. Jesse Lee Peterson again said they're going to be marching hand in hand straight to hell.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for that. Well, we saw Robert E. Lee's statue in Richmond coming down this week.
Oh, yeah. I had an article in Atlantic Monthly this month talking about this portrait of Robert E. Lee's, this kindly, gentlemanly person, is totally wrong. I mean, he made, you know.
That's totally right. And it's not even half the story. Desecrating monuments will never change the fact that Robert E. Lee was a greater and more noble man than all of his current detractors combined. He was, quite simply, in my opinion, the greatest American, and his memory will be forever cherished.
And we have his story. We have historians that say differently, but then when you have scientists that say racism is a virus and needs a vaccine, then you know what to make of the establishment, particularly the academic establishment. These people are Fruit Loops.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. You know, the only thing that can help me right now, Keith, is a little doo-wop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only doo-wop can get me in a better mood after this sort of content tonight. We'll play some for you when we come back.
To the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
Yeah, this is David in engineering.
This is your wife in suburbia.
Oh, hi, hon, what's up?
How's the robot coming?
Well, it doesn't exactly respond to requests yet, but I'm...
Well, I know how frustrating that can be.
You do?
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for my romantic lunch date.
Oh, yeah.
David.
Well, I must not have enough memory allocated.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, your son said mama today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll have to have that sound chip changed to Dada.
Well, you could reprogram it yourself, you know.
I know. Hey, why don't we do it over lunch today?
Oh, you really are brilliant.
Thanks. You want me to bring the robot?
David.
He can order pasta in 11 languages.
Only if he pays for his own lunch.
Okay. Oh, don't forget to bring Chip.
I still wish we hadn't named him that.
Well, why? It beats General Default.
Oh.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Do you know that a baby processes information 3 times faster than an adult?
An adult what?
Engineer. Funny.
I'll see you at noon.
I can't wait.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Bom 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 dang 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 bom ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 blue moon blue moon dip 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 bom bomb 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 bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb
bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb bomb It was a decent movie. I watched it. I mean, of course, I don't celebrate the 54th. But no. But it was a well-done movie. But it was Matthew Broderick was the leader of that black regiment. Morgan Freeman was in it. And, of course, they got waxed by the Confederates there in South Carolina, which, you know, I was happy to see.
Just like the Tuskegee Airmen in World War II, immortalized in that fantasy tale called Red Tails that lost money at the box office. But, of course, Hollywood thinks it has a more important mission than making money. So, consequently, they'll make these stupid misrepresentations of history time and time again because they are interested in basically brainwashing Americans. And Americans, particularly young Americans now, are being fed so much baloney and so much misinformation, they can't tell fact from fiction anymore.
Don't be fooled by all the proclamations being rolled out by corporations and politicians this week. They are not anti-racist. They are anti-white. My friend, the late former Reagan appointee Bob Whitaker, was right about that. They are not anti-racist. They are anti-white. They are the most racist people you will ever find. And
they will throw you and your family under the bus each and every time, hoping that they will be the ones that
they
are
be the last
people that get eaten by that crocodile.
Exactly what I was going to say. They want to be the last one eaten by the crocodile. But as I said at the top of the show, I am proud of my ancestors. I am proud of our history. I will never kneel. I will never bow. I will never apologize. Unlike the people of the cloth this week. Now, you know where the Southern Baptist Convention, do you even need to know? Do I even need to tell you where they've come down on this? But Proverbs chapter 25, verse 26 has, that's a good verse in these times. And I read from the King James Version. That's the way God spoke it. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. And we see these pastors here kneeling with their heads bowed, with their crucifix around their neck, with Black Lives Matter
look,
posters.
Look, folks, we're at this point now. Is there any reason to go to church if your church leadership is genuflecting to the devil like this? Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go for churching just like you went for homeschooling. If your denomination is virtue signaling on this issue, then you know that you need to get out of that church.
Listen to this maniac, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute maniac, Tim Wise, as Matt Walsh put it this week. This is what he said. And
a good son of Israel.
And the CNN anchor nodded in solemn agreement. Here we go. These people are sick in the head.
The important thing for white parents to keep in the front of our mind is that if black children in this country are not allowed innocence and childhood without fear of being killed by police or marginalized in some other way, then our children don't deserve innocence. If Tamir Rice can be shot dead in a public park playing with a toy gun, something white children do all over this country every day without the same fear of being shot, if Tamir Rice can be killed, then white children need to be told at least at the same age. If they can't be innocent, we don't get to be innocent. And if we would keep that in the front of our minds, then perhaps we would be able to hear what black and brown folks are telling us every day and have been for many years.
Well, let me tell you what he really meant to say. He meant to say, if Tamir Rice can be killed by the police, then your children should be killed by the police. That is really what his message
is. Well, let this be a teachable moment to you as well for those attempting to curry favor. Bill de Blasio has been a slave to black interests his entire life. He is married to a black woman. He has a mixed-race daughter. Yet he is still hated by them because he is white. He went to a George Floyd memorial in New York, and he was booed and jeered viciously.
This is such delicious irony, James. All the people that are trying to virtue signal and genuflect to the left, the left is going after them like mad dogs. And I tell you, this is remarkable. This is the most remarkable thing. If this does not teach white people that there's nothing to be gained by virtue signaling, then nothing will.
I liked also what we mentioned Greg Johnson. He's been on a good, he's been in a Category 5 tweet storm this week. He said, if the police are disbanded, who's going to arrest me for my Facebook posts? And don't forget,
they'll find someone to do that.
Don't forget,
never fear, Greg,
that Jim Lancia is up next to talk about the law enforcement reaction to this, or lack thereof. many of you hope that we can save America, but at this point, should we be hoping that America can't be saved? Look at this. Keith, look at the National Guard in Atlanta in the face of these insurrectionists. What are they doing?
They're doing some type of, looks like the Macarena or
something. That's exactly what it is.
But let me tell you, you don't think that the Chinese are seeing this and wondering, why are we delaying a moment from swooping down on America and taking over this bunch of fools? You know,
well, I was trying to play the Macarena, Keith, but you didn't relent.
Go ahead and play the Macarena.
Well, hang on. Yes, that is not only the Macarena, but the Macarena that the riot cops were dancing to as they kneeled before.
Right. They started groveling afterwards to the Black Lives Matter protesters. It's crazy. I believe me.
He who serves our enemy is our enemy, as Nick Griffin put it this week. My God, what a time to be alive. I can say I have seen enough to know I have seen too much this week.
I tell you what, this is, you know, the rise and fall, the decline and fall of the Roman Empire had nothing on us.
We're going to see if we can get Jim Lancey on the phone. We'll be right back. Third hour, we continue on.
Right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.